فده أعمل أعمل إيه؟ This English man, very wise. You got to know the man who is working for his family. Because a family man will never become curious. But this is very, very visible fact in India. A very poor man, a family man, very long. This is family affection. And in economics, we have read Marshall's economics. He did the economic development takes place with family affection.
Very good observation.
Therefore, in India, the father and mother take the responsibility of the son to make him a family when they live.
Married. Yeah. Not a bogus sadhu.
Then he, father, mother, knows that he'll take care of his life, whatever. And the boy and the girl are not allowed to mix with second girl and second boy. They kept secret. And when they grown up, they're allowed to meet and the affection becomes power. These are psychology. It is the psychology of women. Before we were, if she has got a boy, she loves forever. She'll never be conscious. So these marriage things are done very psychologically, scientifically. So they may become happy and then in peaceful mind, combined together, good cooperation, they make progress too. This is a plan for Narsamma. Very scientific. And Krishna said, I have done it, but all Krishna has done it. Perfect. Nobody cares. They're suffering.
Now you are introducing again to the world. There is good hope. Young girls in our society, they should be promised to some boy, just in the same way by their parents.
They be glad. One man can take care of more than one man. Because the woman population is bigger.
Right. And some boys want to remain brahmachari, so naturally there's fewer men for women.
And those who are able can keep more than one man. That's Krishna. Chaitanya Thakur, God. That is God. No one thinks there is anyone to compete. 16,000 parents. 16,000 wives, each wife 10 sons. There is God.
No one is equal to or greater than.
All queens are happy. Whatever she desires from her husband, Satyavati, Krishna went to him and brought the Pariyat flower to satisfy. He has been. Wife has asked for something. All right.
Even had to fight for it.
Oh, yes. That is husband's decision. She has dedicated her everything to the husband. Her husband must see that she is comfortable. This is that. She must have children, she must have good house, good eating, good clothing, good ornament, then she is satisfied. They want this. A woman does not mind like my husband has got more than one wife. If she gets all the comforts of that nation, some children and some comforts, then she does not grudge. Because no one knows man's psychology. A man is not satisfied with the honor of woman. So he must be given that. But she must be chaste. She cannot have more than that. And then the relationship all that. If the woman allows husband, she likes, let him have more than one woman. But I must be chaste. Civilization is no Vedic culture.
In the villages in India, is this still going on sometimes? Well, we see in the cities it's not, but in the villages where there's, do they still have more than one wife?
Not four. Kshatriya.
Not the workers.
They cannot maintain.
Yeah, that's right. They don't have the land.
You can have more than a right, but maintain them. Just like wife. She may not have any complaint. Then my husband cannot maintain them. Close that door. How are you?
Very much pleasure.
Man and woman happy, and in happiness, in peace of mind, make profit. That is medicine. The guide is there, Brahmana. The protection is there, Kshatriya. The food is there, Vaishya. And live in there, Sundar. Combine together, live very happily, peacefully in this society. In fact, we still live. The aim is how to realize God. Village to village is fine temple.
You know, I saw even when going to the bank yesterday, we passed through the Bungi colony, but there was a temple there. They have their temple.
In our childhood, I've seen the Bhangi, they carry stool, walk in the morning, he stood so neat and clean. And if you go to his house, you cannot understand that it is a Bhangi's house. So neat. Their bedding, their utensils, their sitting place, after taking thorough bath, sometimes their washing and dipping.
Wow.
It's still in fine.
Really?
Bhangi. And business is carrying stool.
When they say untouchables, do they mean those bhangis? When they use the word, sometimes...
They have introduced these words, untouchables.
But is that the community that they're talking to? And still they worship Devi.
Oh, yeah. There are many devotees. Vidas. The great Vaishnava.
Who?
A famous Vaishnava, Ruidas.
Ruidas.
He's coming from the Bhangi. Everyone is given chance. So sorry, there may be distinction. But spiritually, everyone is given equal chance. Krishna said, Mangi Bhārkala Bhārkala, Jīpi Su Bhākala, Bhākala means Mangi Chama. and they are not upstart. Now I become Muslim, that's what I said, because you call me Brahmin. No. He is satisfied, you know. They're cooking, or you like to cook and eat. Absolutely.
He cook nice.
Everything he got. Taking bath, cleansing, washing, chanting.
They don't eat meat?
Most of them they eat. But after there are, they do not eat. Not meat, fish. Meat eating was introduced by the British. Otherwise, non-vegetarian in India means up to fish. Gujarat is still in fire. One young guard, you see here, all the young guards are carrying water, collecting. In the morning, collecting water, cleansing the house, utensils, floor, taking bath, then cooking. The heart business. Man's business is to earn money, go to the market, the electricity. Woman's business is to care for household and their children. They've got a business. And in the presence of father or elder brother or husband, a woman has to earn livelihood. It's a great insult.
Disgrace. That's disgraceful.
Really?
That means the husband's irresponsible.
That
means the man is irresponsible to let his wife do that. And they let their unmarried daughters do it.
Woman, let alone means prostitute.
That's what's going on now in Bombay and Calcutta. If men send their unmarried daughters to become secretary, she must be in. Even before that, they go to college, freely mixing with the men. But they're not chicks.
As soon as you allow young guy to mix with young boy.
His co-education is very bad.
Dating. Please learn this art. And if you keep home and just the nine children will come. No hippie.
Yeah, just like that boy, down his grandson. Nice boy.
Yes. And if nice children are there in the society, they will become responsible men. Then there will be no disturbance. Everything will go on smooth. Brahman is acting as Brahman, Chakra, no God, no enough. Everyone is cooperating. The whole society becomes peace. Family becomes peace. The man personally becomes peace. To make progress. Kuto shanti ajuktas. If you are not peaceful, how you can attain? Or if you are not a devotee, you cannot be peaceful. Or if you are not peaceful, you cannot become devotee. But if you can become devotee, you become peaceful. I have studied practically, basic way of simple life is the best. And unless we adopt basic way of simple life, ill implicative material desires. There is no end. The Western civilization, they are after the sense gratification, but there is no limit where it will end. The psychology is that everything new, just change. There is no limit. Why the sense gratification will be satisfied this month? Kisi ko raksha vanityam vaisakam. Kamasya na indra priti lavat vivet java na indra priti. We require sense acquisition. We have got senses, but not for the matter of sense, just to lead. Sleeping, very quietly, bedding. And why shall I be dissatisfied if there is no good bedstead and no silver on and so on? Within my means, whatever comfort and available, I can accept. Why shall I make competition?
That's the purpose of life. It's missing.
Yes, Bhagavad says, kamasya na indriya priti. Lava. Kamasya lava, viveta lava. So why they are restless? They do not know the end of life. So what is the end of life? Jiva satata jigyasa, not just your karma being. The real business is what is Brahma? If your mind is diverted to Brahma jigyasa, and naturally this nonsense thing diminishes. Therefore, Bhagavad being Athata Brahma jigyasa. Janmahatasvajata. Param Sattam Devani. The knowledge is there. The process is there. Everything has to be top 10. Is that top 10?
Top 10.
The great sages, Brahmins, they are holding within the nail hard. Discussing how people will be happy.
That's the duty of the
Sadhu. Unayam Sadhu Krishna, Dakrita, Krishna Prasangu. Oh, you have raised the Krishna Sangu. Married way. Loga Hita. Is that the beginning? The rascal has to do it. Meaning Munaya Santini. The whole scheme is how people will be happy.
Sages are living for that purpose. Sages and Munis and Brahmins, yes.
Everyone. Are you also there?
Yeah.
The civilization and it, they are also trying. Loga Hita Karam. How people will be happy. But it is the wrong way.
Who is that is trying also? What did you say was also trying?
The materialists, they are trying in this society, but it is the wrong way. It is the wrong way. They are taking the hobby of sense getting. And that will never be satisfied.
Because they think that the body is the identity, not the soul.
So all they do not know is there is soul. And there is activity of the soul. The soul is the fundamental basis. These aspects. Apushyatam atmatattam. Devunatma atmatattam. Grihesu grihmehidina. Sotabhyadi nirajanta. Nirang santi sahasra. They are increasing thousands and thousands of demands. Why? Apasadam Anmukattam. Do not see, do not know what is happening. Therefore, the center is Grihesu Grihmehidina.
Where are these verses from Shoshana?
Bhagavad. You do not
read. From Prabhupada teachings.
You do not care. Parikshit Maharaj. Why is that second country? You should read, I'm writing something.
It's hard to remember the Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm. Divina of the second chapter. Can you read?
What was it read?
First of all, find out the second chapter, second canto of first chapter.
Second canto of first chapter.
Shri Sukha Goswami said, "My dear King, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. To hear the answer to this question is the prime subject matter of hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentals." Shrotavya Vini Rajanika Nirnam Shati Sahasrasha Apashyantam Atmatatvam Priheshu Vrihalindam. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many things as subject matter for hearing in the human society, O Emperor.
Like our little advice. We have no more interest in hearing news about ordinary sex novels. This is for the residents. Opposite Rama. Very interested in Bhagavad.
The lifetime of such envious householders is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime either in making money or maintaining family members.
It is business.
They waste all the time.
Deha patya kalatra dishu atma shan sainyeshvasat swati tesham pramato nidanam pasyam adina pasyati. Persons devoid of atma tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children, wife, etc. Although sufficiently experienced, still they do not see their inevitable destruction.
What is the part one?
Report. This material world is called the world of death. Every living being, beginning from Brahma, whose duration of life is some thousands of millions of years, down to the microbial germs who live for a few seconds only, is struggling for existence. Therefore, this life is a sort of fight with material nature, which imposes death upon all. In the human form of life, the living being is confident enough to come to an understanding of this great struggle for existence. But, being too attached to family members, society, country, etc., he wants to win over the invincible material nature by the aid of bodily strength, children, wife, relatives, etc. Although he is sufficiently experienced in the matter by dint of past experience and previous examples of the deceased predecessors, he does not see that the so-called fighting soldiers like the children, relatives, society members, and countrymen are all fallible in the great struggle. One should examine the fact that his father or his father's father has already died, and therefore he himself is also sure to die. And similarly, his children, who are the would-be fathers of their children, will also die in due course. No one will survive in the struggle with material nature. The history of human society definitely proves it, yet the foolish people still suggest that in the future they will be able to live perpetually with the help of material science. This forefront of knowledge exhibited by human society is certainly misleading, and it is all due to ignoring the matter of the constitution of the living soul. This material world exists only as a dream due to our attachment to it. Otherwise, the living soul is always different from the material nature. The great ocean of material nature is tossing with the waves of time, and so the so-called living conditions are something like foaming bubbles, which appear before us as bodily self, wife, children, society, countrymen, etc. Due to a lack of the knowledge of self, we become victimized by the force of ignorance, and thus spoil the valuable energy of human life in a vain search after permanent living conditions which are impossible in this material world. Our friends, relatives, and so-called wives and children are not only fallible, but also bewildered by the outward glamour of material existence. As such, they cannot save us. Still, we think we are safe within the orbit of the family, society, or country. The whole materialistic advancement of human society is like the decoration of a dead body. Everyone is a dead body, lacking only for a few days, and yet all the energy of human life is being wasted in the decoration of this dead body. Sukadeva Goswami is pointing out the duty of the human being after showing the actual position of bewildered human activities. Persons who are devoid of the knowledge of Atma Tattva are misguided, but those who are devotees of the Lord have perfect realization of transcendental knowledge are not bewildered.
Sometimes I become satisfied how I've written. Although I'm lighter, still sometimes I'm surprised how these things have come. Such vividness. What is that literature? Krishna's mother. Every line is perfect.
Her poets are as nice as the shlokas.
It is explaining this way.
Mm-hmm. 7:30 there. Mm-hmm.